We'll start from the first pasuk. Vayishlach Yaakov Halochem Lofan Vayitzot Ochiv Al Toseir Sedei Ezen. Everybody knows the Rashi who says that Malochem over here, Malochem Mamish, which means we're not talking about messenger, which word Malochem definitely contains such a pirush in it, as we'll see. But is the Tosfos HaSholei who adds, what is these Malochem that he sent? Some people are aware of this, but not going to aware that the Tosfos HaSholei. And he says, Kol ho'isa mitzvah achas, kol ho'i praklut echol. Right? Ho'isa mitzvah achas, you get some malach. You two mitzvahs, you get two malachim. 1,000 mitzvahs, you get a v'chein elef, he says, v'chein elef. 1,000 mitzvahs, you got 1,000 malachim. So it's the Tosfos HaSholei, hadol d'ktiv, ki malocho yitzhaver loch. Which means, the British language sends malachim, v'shmocho v'cho v'roch echo. It's not the malachim that came out of nowhere. These are malachim that belong to this person based on the mitzvahs that he did. From Dorfen Kuntus. So therefore, Rashi says, we're talking about malachim. The place that Sholem is adding where these malachim are from, they're his own malachim, of his own mitzvahs. So we'll see maybe, But there is some, again, there is a fair amount of discussion in the Yishreinim. I think the place that Sholem speaks about at this point, and Malachim are just all these messengers. So those who are sent to people, right? So we have Malachim, but he says on Zazach. Krista Shon speaks about that among the Shores the Elion, among the angels, let's use that word because he says every word means something, yeah? I say Mishor Se'eli and I already wrote it. Among the angels, there are different ones. There are some who are called Malachim. The ones who are called Malachim is Taka because a Malach means an emissary, a messenger. Right? So those angels who are sent as emissaries, as messengers, those are called Malachim. Those who are sent to people are called Malachim. Like the one that I was just going to say, how are we going to spot like the one that was not here? So among what we colloquially refer to as Malachim, there are some, I looked at them, there are some who are attacking called Malachim. Malachim are messengers. So those of the Shores of the Bereshit who are sent to people are called Malachim. What about the ones who stand in front of the Ben Israel? Those are called Meshorsov. They're not called Malachim. They're called Meshorsov. Yoiter Meshorsov. Vashem Meshorsov kulam oimdim b'moilam v'chulu. Right? So on that, he says, who are those? Those are the ones who stand Hardo, Kedugmat, a melech, that is Pamalia, and those are not called Malachim, those are called Mishas. Sound to that, yeah? So often when you mean Ma'aloi, she's going to find she's going to have Malachim, yeah? The word Malachim, it's the race of Malachim Ruchas. The source of Eish Loyet. And the pastor's there, Taki is, even though it's used, Bash Olav, you mean Malachim, whatever it is, it's those who are here in this world, to accomplish whatever has to be done over here, whether Oysa Malach of Ruchas is Taich, that the Malachim make the wind, or the Pshat is, as the Pshut and Yizich HaMotim to say, that Oysa Malach of Ruchas is Taich, the wind is a messenger of the Avengers. In the same way that these spiritual beings are called Malachim, Oysa Malach of Ruchas, yeah? But whatever it is, Malachim are those who are sent on missions to this world. The way the Tosfos says it, it's the people. The light is down to here. And then they're on the Shorsim. On the Shorsim.
Shrapim, Chayos, and those are different levels.
The different levels of those above. Yeah? But Malachim, that word in particular, means as it means.
Well, how is it that Hakia, teaching the Perushim and the Rishonim, is it Perushim and the Rishonim as to what the word Malachim here means? Because again, it's clear that Malachim means messengers. The Shaila is only which messengers. If we send, the word Malachim is reserved for those who are sent. Otherwise, the Lashon Mushal, we call all angels Malachim, yeah? Oh, but it's not so, according to what he says, yeah?
Malachim is from Malachim, from Arabic?
No. Malachus. Shoshulach, Tiba Malachos. Segel Chavuyo.
Is that the same thing? Workers, not the idea that the workers that do the team zan malocha, team zan arbit,
no? Maloch, yeah?
The murder of the sailor?
No, that's maloch l'ches, right without out. Then l'ches. Al-Kaponim, it's interesting. If you see the bracha, that one says about Meshosim. What does it say? It says, Pinoy Tzvov Kiddushin, Reu Meshakai. And it says, what are they always doing? Sorry, on the tip of my tongue I have to use the word malos, but we have to watch out now in these few sentences at least, not to contradict what I'm talking about this second, yeah? But those angels, that's what I keep saying. I don't know when the last time in my life I used the English word on this. I'm also going to sound, I want to confuse the issue. Pinoy small kidoshim rabbi shakai. What do they do all the time, Rabbi Miller used to say? What do they do all the time? Tomez mesafim kvoit kelim kdushosa. If anyone's wondering, what are Malachim doing? Not Malachim. What are the angels doing? Talmud is the sound of giving us a belief in Kedushin. It doesn't call them Malachim, eh? And then it says, Tisborech Hashem alikeinu b'shamayim yimalu Hashem are praised up in the heavens. I'll call Shalom and say, wow, oh, you're a star, it's a hemi yifar, in other words, what are the Malachim doing? Or the Kedushin, as they call over there? Selah means forever. Yeah, forever. Kodesh, 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 as it implies in this long bracha, is referring to the Mo'iriya. So what do we have here? B'ri Kedoshim. This part is called Nefesh. So here we can say B'ri Kedoshim. Yoyitem v'shorosim. V'ashem v'shorosom. Kulam oimdim b'rum oilom. So again, v'shorosom, kulam oimdim b'rum oilom. Yeah? We are the Mishalsim, Berum Oilu. That's the background of this place, Sasharim. Yeah? Berum Oilu. In other words.
And they never stand down.
Right? And there's here. So, Bins Doshim Pachdei Gut. Yeah? And the Mishalsim, and God, the place Sasharim points out, they're not called Avodim. They're called Mishalsim. Why not Avodim, he says? He ain't Lam Avodim Akosef. They're not carrying things. Tavodim Ladineya. Who is called Avodim? We are. Even Kivodim means Avodim. Kiyu Avodim is like the lower Dariya. But Lamaisa, Avodim means Avodim Akosif. Avodim Akosif Aleim. Akosif Yisoh. Who's that going on? In that case, it's going on with Kahan and Levim. But in general, it's probably so called Avodim because we talk and do things that are directly, right, work. Malachim are not given that work. And even Kaviyoch, Ki'ilu, those Malachim are given Ephes a job, are the ones who are sent there, and those are called Malachim. Yeah? But the Mesharsim are called Mesharsim, the standing right away. I just want to point out one Akut al-Khayre, which may possibly be seen as sort of a spirit, whether it is or it isn't. And that's in the second Haitiga Parsha also. The Haitiga Parsha, we have the story of the Malach that comes out and fights with Yaakov Avinu. Okay? So if anything, this is the Malach we have in this world. Which means, according to the terminology of the Mishnah, that's somebody who would have been called a Malach. What did he say? Shachem Yishon HaShach HaSorach HaMiloy Vashira. Where did he get left? In other words, it's the same one. It's not, he's a Malach, I come down, those are the Mishnah and they see Shira over there. Both are true. Right? So that L'chayu would not seem to be consistent with what it says in the Sefer Sashalim over here, L'chayu. Right? Why is the same Malach saying Shalcheni Kiola Hashachar Torah Ani Loi
Mashiach. You guys, because it's finished. His job is finished. That's why Magid says Shir.
Mashmoy is
not finished. His job is a mouth is all gone. All he's doing now is celebrating to say Shir.
The pastor of the Ashur is the Taisa says that it's two different kinds of Malach. Yeah, that's just what they're saying. The Chayyim makes sense also. But, is the most interesting to answer. Let me just say it. Achein Dor Ashocha. This Nasholein. Malach Echad. And Tais Nasholein over there. He says Malach Echad. And he raises three sleep in this. Says it on that. Tais Nasholein says it. Akapan. Where there is a Zikha Malach. What's he doing saying Shir? I was going to say Azif. Actually, Zayishka Malach. Shailah Azif. He picked the wrong day. That's clear. So the Shailah picked the wrong day to start with that. What's the God's call? And you see, the Vait, Sorry Shalaisov, Mitzad Esav, is so bent on destroying Yaakov that he puts his only time of saying Shir in jeopardy because of that. He's not going to be mivatel on getting out of Amino.
You can't say that the Malachim also say Shira. I'm sure so.
That's the one God is saying. What's the Pshat? I just said. He takes the only day that he's going to say Shira, and that's the day he picks the call of the actor of Amino. I think Shimon did a pick a fight, no? What's going on? That's not the Pshat. Pshat. And he has to then beg and say, Shachin Kiola Ashocha? So have you learned my Shira? To wake up a little earlier about that? Why did he do that for? Yeah? So he's in the Kuda, all the Kashas. He's in the Kuda that goes as a Pshat is, that no, it wasn't his day to say Shira. Dafka, as a result of what just happened, he had to go say Shira. Which means, one of the mahalchim, one of the ways to understand it is this. Who saw the shalais of Shaitach? Who yates a horror? Who saw the malach hamodah as a horror? Malach man. Yeah? In that case, his job is to go try to be machshul people. Ubitami the chachomim yoysim ikulam, the Gemara says. Right? But when he, through his actions, creates a situation where this tzaddik wins, despite the entirety of the Yetzirah being focused on him. And he takes him by the neck, rim his up, and he's winging his neck. It wasn't his neck, rather, it was his, he tried his neck too, that's cool. But he got him one place. Well, nice. He's doing everything he could. And Yaakov Avinu, in Swarm of Premiums, it goes very clearly through that he was an inner battle being waged. And at the end, after he threw everything he had at Yaakov Avinu, he won. Tzorech Anilei Mashiach. Shabbat is number one. There's no greater way than it's a horror to be mashling his tafkids than to create a situation like he just created. And he has got to say, Shira full posture on his own shashwal as a tafkid. Number one. Number two, when he takes a human being and does to him what he did to Yaakov Avinu, he wins. Who is the Bria yes to Chob Ba'ilomcha? The egg. He goes up to the Bria and says, I'll go to the Shira. So it could be that that Shira over there was after Shira of the Malach and not of the Mishars. So if the Mishars was saying Shira, I'm going to Shira, Tarta. Tom and Masafin, Toit came to Shasa, I'm going to Shira, Tarta. But this Malach here, who sent on a mission, and he comes back into the Bria Shira, is a bria, but also by lomcha. Comes back with azashira, mishkan stira. That is a malach and not a mishot.
So the taisha say, "Achetchik tum lefanecha b'yetzahar." Right? The chet that we did can take the yetzahar. The yetzahar is not job, is not the mashlas. It's to create that matzah.
It's
not seyach over it. And when we listen to the yetzahar, we're actually messing up his shlichus.
And we lost to him. You're saying
right? We
actually betrayed him also.
Yeah.
In other words, the feeling is that Yitzhar is happy that he got a job done by being Machshav a person. But Be'etzem, the Ikka Simcha even of the Yitzhar Gufa is when he manages Faket to do what he really is meant to do, which is to bring out the best of a human being by means of that challenge. And if that's for that challenge, how does it solve the problem? Right? There's nothing to do. A human being has no not to waste in this world if he's not here to be challenged. That's the famous Nesilas Hasharim who says, Call in Yoni Oil and say the same Walda. In other words, Oisha is an Isoyan. Anios is an Isoyan. Everything in all directions is an Isoyan. Because if we weren't being tested, we have nothing to be here for. That's one of the Yonim of that. What's the Pshat? All the Mo'id over there, it says are negative stuff. Yeah? So it is a bad part that they're divert what they say. But they say Mo'id is always the bad thing. Too much.
Teacher.
When a person is extreme and unbalanced, so the Mo'id says Mo'id. And that's Yitzhara and that's Mo'vers and that's Rabbi. Malach HaMo'vers, Yitzhara, that else is Mo'id, yeah? But a Kipshut HaMshal Dvar, it's Toiv Mo'id, yeah?
In Shara, from where you get that.
Aha. Take your extremeness and use it to the rest of it. And Rosh Hashim was a Chayim Lacha, Rav Chaim Bach Lacha. He, I remember years ago, he was going through the Oynak, or the Reichas, the Chol Moed Echa, Chol Bosh, Chol Bosh, Chol Moed Echa, and Mesei Chazorim, he said, in English, he said, you can play on words over here and say, Chol Moed Echa means Chol Moed Echa. All the different moves, he said, you should be serving the Reichas, this move is not the word, I am the word, ha, this move, that was. Kapanen, so the Kriya over here is like this. Because the human being has to be challenged, that's what this world is about. So maybe it's time for the Gosh Marakash. Because that's the Motazach. We celebrate, every week we celebrate the greatest mess that ever happened. What's that? The Briya Yishmai. Yeah? Yom Tukash. Why is no Yom Tukash for Briya Yishmai? What's the biggest mess that ever happened? Yisham Suit Yishmai? No. All that was Yishmai Yish. Yishmai Ayin happened once. Right? This is where something was created out of complete nothingness. With the celebration of that, that was once a week. Yeah? One Yom Tov a year is not enough, the 52. And what's that Yom Tov called? Shabbos. But Shabbos means to rest. That doesn't make any sense, okay? Shabbos, the day of Shabbos should be called Malach, Maitre, Briya, Yetzira. Instead, it's about Shabbos, about resting. That's the Nekudah here. Right? So rest in the day before we rest. So I should forget. Yeah, it's not that we can don't say that. The Shabbos is there, but what? What's the Nekudah? What's the Nekudah online? The Nekudah is that if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam stopped creating, that's why there's a world here that's worth having. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam not stopped creating. Once all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam creating, it's created, that means it'll all go back home. There's nothing to be here for. If you watch the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in front of your eyes, actively creating, but where that's the hope? That's not what this world is for. This world is a world of challenge, of struggle. You see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam active in front of your face? Who needs you here? There's a different place where you can see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam active in front of your face. Everyone will get there, hopefully not to 420. Yeah? But here, that's not what this world is for. This world is a world where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created a place where he is not. Yeah? And he wants you to look for him here and bring him in. But if he's here, then I'm done. Yeah? So that's what this world is. The world of challenge comes to Yitzhara and he sees. Yitzhara comes and he sees. He managed to do that. They're the greatest player. That's where the Mashiach comes from. But that's the Shir of a mouth, not of a Mashiach. I'll go upon it. Rabbi Mechaya said that the word Malachim is called Shluchim, regular Shluchim, human Shluchim, and Malachim. Ashluchim is a Kaddish Baruch. Who says over here, he says, that it was Malachim? Who says it was Malachim? See, if Malachim matters, like Rashi says, maybe it was back in the Shluchim. It's a Shidna Pirishim. But his Pirishim did. He says there's a strangeness in something. It says, Ha'ishach Yaakim Malachim al-Isa Malachim. Ha'ishuvah Malachim al-Yaakim bon al-Ishich al-Isa Malachim. He says, in between, it should have said, Vayavoyu al Malachim al Esav. Vayagidu lo yazoy nazoy. Vayashuvu al Yaakov lo yimor higadnu lo yifat mor mayor. Where's all that? That's not what happened. Just as they shoot all the he says the Malachi Ashores, and he says they have to go. They come back. They came back before the Eifel month. And therefore, directly after, he says, go to Eifel, he says, Ayashuvu. And that only can be true about a mouse. And this is just a random highlight, but that's how we know this. It's an interesting thing over here. Also, he talks about the fact that the same way that Ainsh Malach Echadeh Seshleish Likuya is, the same rule holds strong that the opposite is also true. Ainsh Ne Malach Echadeh Seshleish one malach can't do two missions of the Rebbein Shloim, and two malachim are not sent for the same shloim. And Rav Zeri asks, how is it a malachim? Why is it more than one malach sent over here to Esav? It's Machadish Hashem Echidus. So the thought is that he sent them to various places in different ways. Right? In other words, wherever Esav would go, one of them would meet up there. One malach was sent to him, and as he came, you would see where they would meet up with him. Yeah, that's what also that is. By the Azar Shmuz, we'll see when we get to Abba Avinel. Yeah.
Well, I think that malachim would be able to know where
Esav is. Yeah, that's an interesting part. There's also another. I guess here they weren't going to sleep again. What seems clear is like this. Malachim are not sent to make their own decisions. Malachim are sent to do what the Mishaleach says. When it's in Bereshit, saying, okay, this was a very interesting situation. Human being is sent to Malach. How often do you find that? I don't know. The actor even sends Malach. They sent Abbas to Mishaleach. He doesn't know where they're going to be and where they're going to find it. So at what time? At what point, yeah? He sends the Malach in a different direction. There's another interesting thing to get in the Torah, our Torah, says that Abba is simply Yishak Chiyakim Abba, and that's not over the fun of two his face. That's the fun of that. That could happen in your class, no? People say the fun of two his face, because we don't know what he's talking about, that. So the Torah, that's the fact, the fun of me to his face. What does that mean? He says, Abba, welcome to his face? He says, I'm going to that. He says, that the Pshakim, that they should look at his face. And they should read his face, and see what's going on inside of his mind. In other words, what Esau actually would say, even he would say, we wouldn't say, and if he would say, we said it's telling the truth. But the Malachim, you know, there's such a thing as Chochmas HaParetzus, yeah? Chochmas HaParetzus. So the Malachim here was sent to read Esau's face, and to come back with a body language breakdown.
First case of profiling.
There you go. There's a Kazakh. Looking at the corner of the eye. He doesn't have to look at it. Rashi over here, I don't want to bring this up. And the Medrash Rosh states, the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash wonders about Yaakov Avinu. Why did he send anyone to Esav altogether? And from the way it looks in the Pesukim, where it says, Yishach Yaakov Avinu Mofon Ala Esav Ocher, Arto Seir, they ever. Yeah? With Esav. But you get over here, he's in some distant place, who asked you? What are you sending Malachim going for? Yeah? And the Medrash says, it's like grabbing the ears of a dog when he's put there. They say, Medrash. Dog is sleeping, and you grab him by the ears. Who asked you? What are you waking him up for? They say, Medrash. The Titus and Akhil Medrash, what are you waking him up for? And the truth is, Kipshutai, Takapel, or Takapshat over here. So he's several Yeshayim who speak about the Matthias over here, and especially the Ramban, but once you see the Ramban, you could also go to some other Yeshayim and see where they're going. But the Ramban says that the south of Eretz Yisrael, which is where Yitzhak Avinu lived, or who Yoshev Banegev, yeah? What does it say? It says, Bom Boy Me'el Achai Ro'i, who Yoshev Be'el Tanegva, the Melech. I think that's where I have to wash my father. Pashat Chai Sola. When he got married, it says, Yitzchak Bom Boy Me'el Achai Ro'i, who Yoshev Be'el Tanegva, he's sitting in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Ramban, the south of Eretz Yisrael is next to Edom. And therefore, he had to pass near Edom in order to go to his father. And therefore, since he was in the area, he was afraid Esau was going to hear about it. Today, it wouldn't have been a famous noise. No, about 3 minutes later, we'd have a WhatsApp with Hitler. But in those days, he was afraid. Where it gets around. So if you look in Eben Ezra, he also says, in other words, if you know the geography, you know that Yaakov had to pass by near Edom in order to get to his father. And therefore, this is the reason he was afraid. And Rabbeinu Menachem, who adds even more, he says, it's mentioned here, Arto Seyes, Stey Edom. Why don't you just say, Vayishach Yaakov Alochim, Alaytom Ochim, Stey Edom? Why does the Arto Seyes mention this? He says, because Arto Seyes is an allusion to the fact of how Esau got this place. The Chayri, it says, when it wants to listen to Seyir. Seyir HaChayri, it says, yeah? Seyir HaChayri, what's Esau doing there? It says he fought, and he routed them. He drove them out. He conquered their land. And this was part of the story of the Menachem. Because the fact that Esau had done this, to this whole nation, is part of what's getting that happening. That's why in that context of being settled there, Yaakov Avinu had reason to be worried about Esau. He was a fearsome warrior. And therefore, this was the vote of Esau.
End of the verse, it's much more that he didn't move this away.
You know what?
End of the verse.
Yeah, so that's what I think about. It's also brought up by the Yishayim. A couple of few Yishayim say that Esau's wives were from Seir. So they were here the whole time. And he would constantly come there. Constantly come. He would come visiting his wives. So this is the After Yaakov came back, Esau picked himself up. He catch Esau, that's a chumah chulu b'chul, it's called nafshis b'etzei, chol ha-shaloi b'chulu, ha-yel 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 ha-yel, and then that's the pshatah. Well, it's the shem shalom on your kasha. Pshatah is here, you see, it's not Allah to say it, and all the say it only happened at the end of the pasha. So they say, he had a foot in each place the whole time. Yeah? He had his wives there, and he was an earth to show. You know?
I was thinking that like when he conquered them, he maybe took the ladies for wives. Seems like that. No, he was meyachet with them. He joined up with them more.
If not, then Yaakov was worried about the schus of Esau for to call the kibbutz arba and be told for the schus of Esau. He wasn't there. He wouldn't have to worry about either one.
With the time.
Masha, he was there.
Yeah. And I respect that. There's
such a thing when they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
Al Kaponim, yeah, it's a real timing of Shatiz, but you see what he has to present to that. It's not that if he's wise or is, that's it, he can't criticize, but the vote was on the attack in 74.
Again,
the father said he had his wives in a different country. You know, different things work for different couples, I think. Al Kaponim. One last Makrido over here from the Abba Vinet. He says that Yaakov Avinu, and this fits with the words over here about the faith, reading the phrase and not necessarily talking about it. And he says just like this. He says he was sending the Malachim as spies. There was a spy mission going on. What's the chat, he says? What's he doing? I want you to go check out. What may reason I want to do? Why is that? He says if he's sitting still and quiet. The Eretz Meshavai, the Eretz Seir, okay, leave one. That means, you know, he's happy where he is, let's not talk to him, just don't bother. Yeah? But, he said, if you see him coming, in my direction, he says, let me know. Because there's no question that if he's, watch out, he's coming to fight me. And therefore, he said, you go. He said like this. Arto Seyes Stey Adam, go to Eretz Seyes to Stey Adam. And if you come to Eretz Seyes and he's there, couldn't turn him under any Yisrael, couldn't have the Chayakim, etc. Say whatever it is to say. What if he's not there? Don't talk to him at all. Don't say anything. And now he says an interesting strategic thought. Why shouldn't he say anything, he says? He says because it's not Kedai. If somebody hates you and he's your enemy and he's out to get you, if the wrong time, he says, to grovel. Because he's going to take it as a weakness on your part. One of the kashas he's answering by this is the kasha be'etzim the ha'ora that Sakev wrote off Rabbeinu Mechayah. He says, why do we find that he never said anything? Teretz, he says, because they didn't. They never said anything. He told them, you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you find them there, this is the message. Or if you don't find them there, it's not the message. Right? So what happened? They go out towards him. They never got to Eretz Yisrael. They never got to. Because they found them on the way. Right? It says, he heard us across. Right? And he had told them, don't talk to him if that's going on. Therefore, they came right back to Yaakov, and they didn't say, Omar, they said, Bono, Lachicho, Aleitho, the guy who heard us across, Omar, and Mr. Shema. What happened to the whole shlichus that I sent you? He was also shlichus. Right? Boruel Esav, not allowed to say Esav, yeah, but Esav, yes. But it's on the way. And Abba means Tashima. And therefore we can talk to him. Kidei shaloi Yahweh on the Tzvizach. Which means you told us not to speak to him, and we made sure not to disobey what he said.
And the Matana that he sent, he doesn't give him?
That's one thing. That's good.
They didn't give him a love and the one that he sent didn't give him.
No, that's
not
the problem.
That explains why he's
there.
That explains why he's there. What is all this? Because they never told him.
Who is this from and what is it?
Yeah.
All that I think I stick with Hanukkah. Whoever doesn't have a Chumash with Hanukkah, there's a few copies over here. We'll look at the first stick of the house. Vayishlach. The first stick of the house is Vayishlach. Tzorech l'dat. Oyer l'fonom. L'loy tzorech. Right? The word l'fonom. This is the next one. Lefonov, the Lord says, the word Lefonov. Right? So we saw already that the poor sounds upon the word Lefonov and he says it means his face. Yeah? But what's the purpose of saying Lefonov? Why couldn't it just say Yishak, Yakim, Aloch, and Aloch, and Aloch? God. Lomo Hutzah Chlemet Eves Ochim. You know who Esau's who Ochim. Again, why does he have to be described here as his brother when it's clear that he's his brother? God, Lomo Hutzah Chaske Arzul Seyes Deyad, and Yashlichus Lo Yishtani, Yishom, and Yishom, and again, this is the Oro of the Bazanel, who actually says that it was a different shlichus where he is, depending where he is. But again, nobody else says that, so that's not the pastor. And the Hanukkah just wants to know, what's the pshat in that? Why does he ask the face to answer? So again, according to the Bazanel, we have a test. Boy, dictate. Boy, my art saw. Boy, oh my, lit eres. Again, so I'm going to use al-komo to talk lamed. Whenever you can put a lamed before to mean two. You can put a hey at the end, which means two as well. In other words, it doesn't always work that way. And when it does, when there's a hey at the end instead of a lamed, what's the shot? Okay? So he has four kashas. Okay. Kavona takosav who lost his tan lo'in rabbi yishloch malochim. The posik was by having these four strange nekudas and shinuyim, he wants to answer the big general elephant in the room, which is what? Lomo yishtamesh mesorosei elyon olay tzayach. He sent malochim, angels, what? Why do you have to send malochim? What's the need to do that? You don't stop taking malochim with them, as we discussed earlier. Which other time we see human beings sending malochim all over the place? Just because you could? But God, why can't he send people? His first reason, his first proof that he was allowed to do this was Lefonov, that they were there. The fact that Yosef Lefonov, Don Kihun Shol Yishtamish Bahem, Hashem Yitzarech Lohem. In other words, he learns from the fact that Hashem had the Malochim hanging around him, that they were put there for a purpose for him to use them, for what he needs. Something that he can't do by means of people. Now, that doesn't explain anything. Yes, because one of his kashas was, why can't he do it by means of people? Why can't he use people? So he didn't say it, why he can't use people. But he said, he got the message, so to speak, he could use malachim where he needs them, and he can't use people. So why not? So, he did need that. Why? It's not just as well, who all them God oil? the Shlichus was the Esav, and he was a great man, and in not the least, we see it right here in this Pasha. He's coming accompanied by 400 men. And therefore, Shlichus Achein Rosh Hashanah Leisim Lashivim. Right? Not every dude who wants to walk over and have a conversation with him, and he even looks at him. He doesn't look like in that direction. So he has to send Malachim, first of all, in order to be able to have any kind of dialogue. Or Efshar, could be that besides answering or not answering, or being shyach to them or not, Efshar Shiyachtim Lachkoisov and Blihoshet, could be that whole smite them in a way that they can't come back. And then he'll come swoop down by surprise and Yaakov Avinu. He can't do that to them. And so therefore, number one is because of his chashivus. And therefore he's not going to be misyachis to these people. Right? Number two is because he's dangerous. It's not going to work if he sends people. Maybe they'll be hurt and they won't be able to come back. A third reason, Yifchad v'rochav l'bov, it's a possibility in Yeshayah, which means he will, first of all, be afraid, and second of all, his heart will be widened, meaning hopefully there'll be some Ava and some Yir towards Yaakov Avinu by means of him sending these malachim. But it always says, Tzva Shomayim! He's Yaakov Avinu sending the heavenly hosts after him, so I remember Zal, Nehem Levu Shei Eish L'Rich Mishusim Atkel. Shemezei Yeideh, but Allah says so, he scares him, he won't hurt him. And we know that that's exactly what happened. And it says that they beat him off, Esav on his way. Malachim beat him off on his way. And he said, get off me. I'm a enkel Avraham Avinu. They kept beating him. He said, I'm a son of Israel. I'm a brother of Yaakov. They stopped beating him. In other words, there was a very strong message going on to him. So it worked. Right? And Esav spoke respectfully to Yaakov after that. Why does it say his brother? And again, like we asked, we know that it's his brother. Why is it that he sent such a shlichus, which was done in a manner of peace and in a manner of honor? Because he was his brother. Afraid of Esav, that's what you mentioned earlier. Esav was a ben avrona to the Yankis. He came from the Onis. The Gemara says Esav was a Yisrael mover. Esav didn't have a Yisrael mover. As opposed to Shmuel, who was not part of Klal Yisrael, Esav didn't have a Yisrael mover. Esav should have been part of Klal. He was expected to be part of Klal. That's the truth. It was a big shot that we lost to, and that's the reason why there's a big list of Alufei Esav, because of what they should have become. But they should have become, the Bnei Yisrael was unhappy, we lost Esav. He should have been a Malcham, and there's no Shaila, that that was Yitzchak Avinu's chesed, wanted to give him the brachas, because he wanted him to have a role in Klal Yisrael. Except, the Rivka knew the truth, which was that it was too late, and that was not going to happen. And therefore, to give him the brach was the wrong thing to do. But again, Esav, that's Chosonis. And therefore Yaakov was afraid, at least the Malachim don't get into a war with him. You know what would happen? Okay. So now, Esav, the enemy, Esav himself could actually manifest himself in one of two ways. You didn't know at this point, and again, going back to the Torah who says, I want you to read his face, where is he holding with me? Right? He says he can either be Esav or he can be Achim. Right? Esav, I appreciate it, yeah? So what? You have to do it based on how they find him. They find an enemy, that's one kind of shlichus. If he is a brother, it's a different shlichus. Here you go. It's an allusion to the same type of word that Torah says back here. That is, all this can be full. Malachim will read the first, and that's it. I'll know who they're dealing with on the hand. Therefore, the shlichus has to be in a different way. Now, I want to skip a little because we're running out of time, but I don't want to miss the last piece of the Haggadah. last piece of the shtickel. Right? The Derech Remes. The Derech Remes, at the end of the piece, those who have my copy, it's not a, the two lines from the bottom, in that right column. The Derech Remes, you have it at Shema. The Chavon HaKosov Limrit Gimel Zmanim, the Pasuk is actually hinting at three periods of time. Sh'nishtanu bohem b'nei Esau. That the Esau's children, Esau's family, have changed in these three times. There is a time where Aleph, you, Yaakov, Esau, and Midas Achma. Midas Achma over here doesn't mean necessarily that they're brothers as in brotherly love. He's talking about the fact that they're equals, right? Which means this is the time that both of them were at their, in a high place. Both of them had a melucha. Both of them had kingship, both of them had rulership, they both had their own full autonomy, and this was the time that happened, the Bu'aymeroi, Esav Ochiv Zahoyer, Ad Esachor. This was until the Choyer. Which means, until the Choyer, Hagam, Shehoyez Man Shehoyez Eder Tachas Yad Yisroel, Zahoyez Man Yisroel. It was a short time back then, that Eder was Tachas Yad Yisroel, right? And that was Taka under the Chashminoim HaKodom. But Lamaisa, the vast majority of time, from Vayishlach, Parashas Vayishlach, until the Chorban, Esau and Yaakov had their own independent parallel Meluchas going. And that's called Achma. Achma in the sense of, again, the parallel equals. In terms of, everyone has their domain, and they're doing okay. So that's first. That's Achma. Habayis, Mizman, Shenechrav Habayis, Ab Eis Keitz. From the Chorban until the end of time. Until the end of Shechas. What happens then? She Esav B'mayla Gedorla. Esav is on top. Right? Esav is on top. The Eid Mayla is on the Keitz. Right? Which means, he's on top, and our Mila is not recognized in his presence. Notice that he doesn't say that he still doesn't have a Mila Chas HaShalom. He still always has the biggest Mila. But in the face of the Esav, it's not noticeable in this world. Shchinta v'goluso. What does that mean? That means that Bereshit and his family are not recognized over there. Like Rashi says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. Hashem Echad Rashi teaches, Ma'asid. Ma'asid, Ma'asid is Hashem Echad Olam. V'kamay Barakasim, Hoy Hashem Melech HaKol Erez, V'yoy Bahu, Yeh Hashem Echad Shmoyecha. It's not that way right now. And after that comes, the Hemesh of the Bosom, Olam Rishim, Bahar Tzir, Rishpit, Tzhar Esau. And only then, Mo'isol Hashem Amlucho. Up until then, probably saw as the representatives of the British of in this world, not recognizable in Hibachal and on Naila. And this, at this time, he says, is what's Merumas, who Shiromas by Merit Arzo Seir, the Pasach Tachas Aleph, right? Arzo Seir, to Zol Land of Seir, Haris Madrigalian, Zol Land, Arzo, Zol Land. It's like Le Ho'oret. To the land. Right? Or say it. It's the land. Esau's land is it. They're in control. They're the ones. And Esau, from Isa, Europe has been on top. Very long time. Europe, Russia, all these different places, they're different sheeters. Who's Esau? Who's Eben today? Who's the Golas Eben? It's the European countries, it's Russia, it's whatever it is. Today we see that, especially since this president was elected, Russia, it doesn't go out of the news. Russia's in the news every day. But that's what it is, but most of the world, Lamaisa, most of the world today, who is what we call the Western world, that's Eisel. Britain, half France. Once you have a state of Italy, these countries, Britain and France, have a bigger power. And then you have Russia. And also there's Germany. The Gemara says, all the others are going to was your side. It's coming up next week. Half hour's custom is your side. A picture of him. Hakaponim. In early 1930s. I heard this song, Leave the Limit of Rishon Lubavitch. He's been gone now for 25 years. But he was a personal Meshavish, as someone else on the Hazel Bocha, or his Bocha, like they call it. He was out of Bocha, he's a Choshev Bocha. Bocha, not Chochem. He's a yeshiva, he never had a yeshiva, he's a Magchir of the yeshiva, of Bocha. He said, we never took out a Gemara to one day, and he says, Moshe, this is a shade on the Gemara. Show the Gemara inside, it says, Al-Titin Hashem Avaye Rosha, Zemoloi Al-Tofei. If the Gemara is Zuge Mamia Jalevan, Shomoli Hen Yoitzim, Achivin is Kolei Hen Kolei. Which means, this is talking about Germany of Edom, which if they are allowed out, they're going to destroy the whole world. That's the Moshe, that's the Heintige Deutschland. This refers to the Germany of today. He said, this was several years before the war. But nobody, even during the war, nobody thought what Germany was going to do. But before the war, years before the Chabad finished, yeah? But again, my point is, Germany, so the man is from Edom, right? So Edom is the eighth of European countries. But there you go, you know. Ha-gimol, ba-yomim ha-mekuvim lano, she-tia Edom Yireisho. That's the pasuk. Ha-yo Edom Yireisho. Ha-yo Yireisho te Yiroivo, v'Yisrael oizechoyu, and that's talking about Mashiach comes, we're going to say Edom. Kisovet Yichodesh. And it will be like a plowed field. Yeah? That will happen to the Heavy Amen or Vaitan, Rosam Shai. All the Moshiach Bahar Tzion Lishpoit is Har Esau. Yeah? Har Esau is what it is at the time that the Shef comes. Adem Hoyto Hashem Amulucho, Hayashem Melcha Kol Ha'oret. Maybe Hashem Yichodesh Ma'ichodesh. At that time, instead of Tzion Sovet Yichodesh, then we have Edom Sovet Yichodesh. In other words, that was it. Chir Hashem will make Edom Yisrael Yerushalayim Olim Olu Olu Ada Yisoid Bo. Yeah? They're the ones who Taka says, Tzion Sovet Yichodesh. Olu Olu Ada Yisoid Bo. Get down to the bottom, plow it up. Yeah? Instead of Tzion Sovet Yichodesh, it will be Edom Sovet Yichodesh. And at that time, instead of Har Yisov, we're going to have Sedei Edom. Which means, everything that in this world is here to compete with the Rebbeinu Shalom will be destroyed, and instead, Sovet Yichodesh is going to be taken down. It's going to be taken down and plowed over. What does plowed mean? Plowed means there's no hecker left of whoever that is. And it doesn't stand there as a competition of Har Tzion and Har Esau. So we have to make sure which side we're on. That's what it's always about, to make sure which side we're on. That's the Chanukah that's coming, it's Yavnet. Yavnet will be there, Yisrael, by the Father. Make sure which side we're on. Because the Maitre, Ayyema, we hear Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. I want to make sure we're on the right side of this. We're on the right side of history. Thank you. So come to Chay, that's the final period that's being maneuvered in this passage over here. It starts off. Esav Achiv. Then comes Artoseir, the land, the end of Takas, the Edom, Edom Sotet Techoresh. Heavy on Amen. Amen.
As far as Kirat Rashi, when Oim Uloim Yamot, that comes a Neufel, I always think that it's other Esav is a role for Yan, because a role for Kirat, not
I might have a Hanukkah was saying that happened at a certain time.
Right? Changed.
It started happening in life again. Towards the second, everything makes a make us what happened but historically. Chashmenuim had a big mistake. They didn't consult the Chachamim. And they went ahead and they took over Edom, and they forcibly were Magaya Edom. We'll never ask for that. So I can't be Magaya, somebody who's not just being Magaya. So what did they do? They gave him the status of Albanim. That way, Evan automatically is a get. Full get when he was Shachir. So that's what they did. They forced him in. That's where we ended up, Hordos on Shpachter.
Mm.
We ended up, Mamish being Machir Klaus in the worst way we in the gospel. So that's the time that Chavkas was alluding to when he said, Agam, that at a certain point, Eden was on the time of Yisrael, but that was only a short time. He says, before Chod Ma'isi, before Ma'is Shem, Zayas Man Mu'at, yeah? But that's when it really started, that like, first Klaus saw was on top and Eden were under us. But they very quickly turned it over, and then, it's clear that through all the years, we weren't ruling over them. Once there's a rivalry between the two, which only started back then, and the second Beis HaMikdash, only then started this whole master saga of that comes and there's a couple of once the fight starts. Then Taka Shinai comes, I know he was on earth, I come. I'm the Zach, I'm the Zach, I'm the Zach. Yeah, that was Taka Shinai, I'm the Zach. That's Adya. And I think, yeah, that means foretells of the instruction of Eben. He came for that. The instruction of Eben. But yeah, but that wasn't happening at that time. That happened during the second race. I mean, once it started, I'm the Zach, I gotta stop. Beautiful story, Zach. I have no problem with Shinai, I have